W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome in to the Friday episode of the WTH Podcast. What's going on?
I thought my phone was on silent, but it's just the ringer that's on silent.
But
media
deadly.
Was up.
But yeah. Deadly.
Deadly.
Silent but deadly. Coming up on the show today, we are going to hear from our president, 45, Donald Trump in his own words.
Oh, damn.
We got him. Boom, we're going to hear him.
Boom. Next.
Someone drops a Bible in Florida Corner.
Ooh, damn.
And Kareem's got some stuff to drop on us in terms of knowledge in Kareem's Corner.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Before we get to all that, everybody, it's a Super Bowl weekend. So, first off, what you guys got going on this weekend?
I have nothing planned. Oh, I'm going to an art exhibit. This is like 5 years ago now. We did me and Milton Bowens did the Titlin Circuit art exhibit, and one of the artists who was featured in that exhibit is now having her first one woman show. So I am really excited to go out and support her, a la Aaliyah Siddiqui. So I'll be there on Saturday, and then Sunday I will be rooting for the Niners, but I think the Chiefs might win.
What?
And the only reason I say that I think the Chiefs might win is because of the way their defense played against Henry from Tennessee in that last game. That's
one side. So great, you're going to stop the Niners running game. They still do have a passing game. They just don't use it unless they have to.
Right, but I don't trust Jimmy G to keep up with Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to be the same Patrick Mahomes when the Niners defense is chasing him around.
I think Mason Rudolph threw 3 touchdowns against him.
How about that?
The Niners are a much more healthy team now.
Yeah,
that makes sense. How did Aaron Rodgers do in his 2 efforts against him? Not so great.
Yeah.
Not so great. Different type of quarterback, but.
Well, and different types of receivers, too.
Hey, different strokes for different folks.
It should be good. Yeah. It should be
like, I'm not saying that they're going to destroy the Niners, that shouldn't be there. What I'm saying is, because of the way they defended Henry in that game, that's the thing that makes me think that the Chiefs might pull it off.
Possibly. The difference between the Niners and Tennessee, though, is Tennessee can only run.
Yeah.
Their quarterback cannot throw. And so you knew that you could just stack it up and do that.
Yeah.
I think if you do that against the Niners, you're going to start to see George Kittle having multiple catches for many, many yards. You'll also get the wide receivers out running a little bit. And I mean, the Niners ran because they could until someone stopped them.
Right.
And the Packers did not stop them.
Could not stop them.
In any way, shape, or form.
They're unstoppable.
Manhandled them.
Right.
Like that was like somebody like getting a piece of meat ready to grill. You know what I mean?
It was ugly. That's the interesting thing. I'm a Niners fan, so I'm obviously going to be rooting for the Niners. Yeah. Obviously I think the Chiefs have a chance. I mean, they've got a decent, the thing that the Chiefs have going against them is that Andy Reid chokes in big games. Andy Reid is the biggest big game choking coach in modern NFL history.
That part, I agree with you.
Now, Patrick Mahomes may not be throwing up in the huddle like Donovan McNabb did in the Super Bowl for the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? But
Bird Gang,
same Andy Reid, same choking dog coach.
What do you have to say about that?
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, damn.
and Merkel, what's his name? I can't even say his name, but
the receiver that came out
of Georgia. And that's
Kareem's got the goods.
Like I said, I think the Niners can win. I'm not saying the Niners can't win.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is if Kansas City had played a different if Kansas City's defense had played in the second half of the game the way they did in the first half against the Titans, I would be all in on the Niners. But the fact that their defense stood up in the second half and stopped, not slowed down, but stopped Derrick Henry, then I was like, okay, that.
There's no doubt that the Chiefs are a really tough team.
Yeah.
But they're not playing in Kansas City.
They definitely
aren't. It's a neutral site.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see how.
Are they playing Joe Robbie? Is that where they're playing?
I don't think that's what it's called anymore. Yeah. But that was what the stadium was called.
Yeah.
So kudos.
That's right. That's what they sell all the names now, right? They don't.
It was Joe Robbie. Then it was like Pro Player Stadium and whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So Jason, who you got? Kareem, you're picking. If you have to pick one, who are you picking?
I'm gonna say the Niners.
Jason?
After all that, I'm gonna say Niners. Yeah. I mean, I hope we'll be watching at the house. I'll be cooking. So,
I mean, the first thing I did say was I'm rooting for the Niners.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I think that's a legitimate viewpoint. That I don't think it's gonna be a blowout.
Oh, man.
But
not like one of my kids' diapers, right?
No.
No, dude.
But I'm gonna pick the Niners. I mean, I have to. I can't not pick the Niners. Because I do think they're going to win.
And was it the game before or the first game the Chiefs played? They were down by 24-0, and they scored like three touchdowns in 8 minutes in 2 minutes.
The other thing, man, is
that crazy.
The Niners defense is just so tough, though.
Yeah,
it's so tough. I don't think you're going to get down 21 to the Niners and come back on them like that.
Oh yeah, no, it's a thick wall there. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care how much Nick Bosa likes Donald Trump, as long as he tackles Patrick Mahomes, he's my guy. Look, we're all about divergence of opinions here, so that's all fine. Jason mentioned, and I think you talked about this last week on the show too. You're going to be grilling for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing what Leslie and I are doing for that day. We are finally, after it's been like almost a year, finally getting the second bedroom finished.
Nice.
The ceiling is painted now. I'm painting the walls tomorrow morning. And then we're going to get stuff put back because we've got this closet system that has to be put back. And, everything. So by the weekend, the baby will be moving into her own room, which I'm so excited about.
Woohoo!
In reality, the baby is moving about 15 inches because she's really just going from one side of the wall to the other.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. When you had your kids, Jason, did they stay in the room with you for a while?
The 9-month-old still is.
Okay.
Because I mean, but it's a different situation. She's breastfed. So like she feeds through the night.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's having, having the kid in the room.
It's the worst. I look forward to
it's like having a 16-year-old cross the hallway.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, you know, when she gets to be about probably about a year is when she'll probably go into the other room. The problem is that we have a 2-bedroom house. So that means she's going to go into the other bedroom with her sister.
Well, the nice thing is you have two girls. So them sharing a room is not that big a deal.
At this age, it wouldn't matter, but
I don't care what age, it's two girls. They're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's going to be tough just because one's going to be crying and the other one's not going to want to go to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah, it's going to be fun.
So yeah, that's going to be our thing is getting everything into the baby's room and everything squared away with that. We've decided that the sleeper couch that we have in our living room is going to go into the baby's room. So like when we have guests, they'll be able to sleep in there and we can put the baby in the pack and play in with our room.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can do it that way. Or if Leslie's mom comes down, she can sleep in there with the baby.
Yeah.
She sleeps with earplugs.
Yeah.
So she didn't going to wake up.
Yeah.
So that we will have the ability to have guests again.
Right.
Which we haven't had for quite a while.
Right.
I mean, we've been able to have them, but they have to stay in the living room, which.
That's where, because Chris's parents are going to be in town, coming in town to Saturday night.
Right.
So they'll be in our living room.
Sure.
For the next month.
Right. And but
that's the worst. Yeah.
It's a challenge to have that because, I mean, they don't have the privacy.
Right.
Man, you better put CJ in the crib in your room and let them parents have a bedroom.
Oh my God, a 2-year-old and a 9-month-old in with you guys?
Yeah, this was their.
Are you trying to make his boner never work again?
No, honestly, like they actually were going to look at getting like an Airbnb like 2 years ago when they first started doing this, like every February month year. But then last year, when they're coming to come out, they're like, hey, we're looking at getting an Airbnb, and then they knew they'd be out for the birth of the kid. And they're like, how about instead of doing that, where we're just going to have to move between the two locations and stuff like that, why don't we give you the money to get a sleeper couch and we can just sleep on the couch?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if they're happy with that.
And they're dope. I mean, like really, like I'm a lucky motherfucker. Like my in-laws are dope. And like the next month is going to be like a little bit of a reprieve for my wife and I, because Grandma Sue's going to, I'm going to have my laundry done and folded every day. Like the house is going to be clean. Dinner is going to be made every day. And I've been doing that like for like the last, you know, since our schedules flipped and I'm getting home at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah. So that's, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be dope.
Cool. Yeah. It's exciting stuff. It's and we need to do a play date with the little ones.
I was going to say, I was going to invite both of you guys over. That's actually why I launched into all of that. That didn't mean to be done. Was to say, you guys are invited to come over on Sunday. We invite our family over too. I don't know who's coming, but
okay.
I'll have some wings.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Mm. So the day rolls out. All right. So it's Friday. It's time. Well, if you're watching on Facebook, it's not, but it's Friday. And that means it's time for Kareem's Corner. We don't have any production or opening for it, but Kareem, what you want to talk about?
Dumb people.
Oh, okay.
And this may come across kind of like a, it's not going to be a rant, but this is one of those times where being stupid should hurt. And for this bank, the TCF Bank in Detroit, Michigan, is going to hurt. So there was a brother who, Santori Thomas, filed a grievance against his employer for racial discrimination. He won his suit. Well, they settled. So to me, that means he won his suit.
He won his suit.
The lawyers gave him 3 checks to take care of his suit. So I'm assuming one was for like back wages. One was probably for damages, and who knows what the other one was for.
Either that or they're each for the maximum that the checks could be written at, like $50,000 or something like that.
Yeah. So they gave him 3 checks. And so he went to the bank. He deposited to his bank that he hasn't had an account at to deposit the checks. And so he deposited the checks, and he said he wanted to deposit the first two, the two bigger checks, and he wanted the smaller check cash so he could buy himself a car because he didn't have a car. Now, the bank said, we can't cash the check and give you the money right now, which having deposited large checks, I understand that is the policy, which means they deposit it. They usually hold it for like 24 to 72 hours.
Until the check clears.
To make sure the check clears, and then you can get your money. He told them, cool, I understand. I don't have no problem with that. And then the bank manager who went to the back to tell him that she was calling the bank or the company that he got the check from to verify that the checks were good was calling the police.
Oh, Karen.
And no, she wasn't Karen. She was a Quashita.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's black on black crime, Jason.
Black on black crime, Jason.
Man.
So the bank said that it wasn't a regular payroll check, so it came across as void. It was not a payroll check. It was a check from the lawyer. It was a legal
settlement check. Yeah.
It wasn't a payroll check. It was a settlement check.
Yeah.
So instead of, he called his lawyer. They called his lawyer.
Yeah.
His lawyer sent them over the information for the settlement. And again, instead of just depositing the checks, they called the police. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand, but I don't understand how.
By the way, he's a veteran.
Yeah. So I don't understand how this man just told you, I got these checks for a discrimination suit, and you decide that you're going to keep pressing this.
He's already said he'll sue you for discrimination.
I will sue you for discrimination and win.
Man.
And you press. And I'm like, why didn't you just call the bank to verify the funds were there?
Well, I mean, if you're going to call the company and go, I mean.
They weren't going to get anybody at the company that was going to be able to tell them that the checks were good.
No.
Right.
Call the bank and make sure that the checks were, the money was there.
How about this? Deposit it. And if it comes back as being bad in 3 days, then you got his information because he has a fucking account with idiots.
Yeah, you deposit it. He doesn't have access to the funds until the check's clear.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, like, and he said he was fucking fine with that.
Yeah.
He didn't create a stink or anything. He said, I'm good.
Well, he will.
He will now. Yeah,
rightly so.
Yeah. Yes. So Kareem sent me this. This says, I want to talk about this. And I said, talk about what? Black men getting paid? Again?
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you that you... And I just sued you. It'd be like, oh, I got sued for getting punched in the dick. Oh, you got sued for punching the dick? Let me punch you too. Oh, okay. Well, you're going to pay me too now, you dumb bitch.
They've apologized for calling the police.
It's going to be a lot more than apologizing. So
there's your update.
I wonder if they'll be closed on a Tuesday to retrain all of their employees in discrimination tactics.
Yeah.
And with my job, I get a regular pay. On the 15th, I get a regular check, and then I get like a bonus check. And one of the times I was depositing one of my bonus check, the teller looked at me like I had did something wrong. And he was like, oh, well, we'll just see how this goes. I was like, yeah, will you see me go buy something with this?
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, he said it. And he was like, looked at me, and he looked at the check, looked at me, and he was like, okay, well, we'll just see how this goes. He was like, well, he saved himself from a discrimination suit. That's the best thing I can say about it. But he took the three checks, and took them to Chase, and they deposited them. And he opened a new account in Chase, and they deposited them.
Yeah, well, Chase doesn't care where it comes from. They only care if it clears.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they've now apologized. But
you should be with a credit union. Fuck both of those ones.
Yeah. Stop. Hey, black people can get money. They can get checks that are real checks.
No, man, no.
And in the Twitter feed, there was one lady who said that she had two contractors that worked for her, like, in the last month, and she wrote them two large checks. So it was a black contractor and a white contractor. And she was like, well, guess who I got a call from the bank for? Look, there are people that work hard that have dark skin. They make a lot of money. Stop discriminating against them so you can stop giving them your money that you work, that your company's money.
How about this? There's so many checks and balances that you banks have put in to like your shit to make sure you don't get fucked. Like, just fucking don't be fucking discriminatory assholes. Like, you already have everything that you need. Like, there's no reason for this issue. There's no reason. There's no reason for any, like, and when it comes to a bad check, there's no reason for the issue. Like, if somebody's willing to be so impatient about getting their money right now because they want to cash a check and it's not written on that paper. Like, it's one thing if you have a Chase check and you go to Chase and you need to cash that check.
Yeah.
But that's one thing. But, like, at your own bank, like, get the fuck out of here. It's your own fucking bank, man. Like, they have all your fucking information. They have your social security number. They know where you live. They're spending hundreds of dollars on advertising credit cards to you now. Like, they're selling your information, and they're using your money to gain interest. You know? I mean, get the fuck. Hey, how about this? Fuck all of them and get a credit union. Like, seriously. Like, if there's one piece of advice I can say.
I think that might have been a credit union, but I don't know.
Yeah.
No, TCF is not.
No, they're not. But that doesn't mean it wouldn't happen in a credit union.
Doesn't mean, no.
I will say this, especially the example of the lady with the two contractors. That is a great example of white privilege.
Yeah.
Because, and I saw something that went out this week. I think I shared it too. White privilege isn't about you. And it doesn't say you didn't work hard and you haven't worked hard to get what you get. It means there are people for whom they have to go through things that you don't simply because you're white. Yeah. That's what white privilege is. It doesn't mean you didn't work hard. It means that if you as a contractor are white and the other contractor is black, you're not going to get the hassle call, whereas the black contractor is probably going to have to deal with that. Even if in the end, the black contractor gets his money in the same exact amount of time. The fact that there was even that suspicion,
yeah,
is what factors into that. All right, so let's transition now, and you know we've stayed away from talking about President Trump a lot,
man.
Even though the impeachment is going on, but he went to Europe and he spoke he spoke to the media.
Oh, that's...
without the helicopter in the background. So we've got some pretty good audio of him, and he said some very, very interesting things. For instance, here he is explaining shifting from pro-choice to anti-abortion and why he did it.
They were saying you elevated this movement and that you made them feel included. Others are saying you're doing this for politics. It's an election year. When was the moment when you went from pro-choice to pro-life? Was there a moment?
Well, it was, and there was a specific moment, and it was quite a while ago, but it was something that's turned out to be even more, I think probably even more of a truth than I would have thought at the time. But it's just an honor to be here today. You know, they have tens of thousands of people outside too, Raymond.
Yeah.
So this was their all-time record, and I think they beat it by a lot. And incredible people. They're just incredible people.
I got
what?
Can he answer a fucking question?
No, but it's like he just admitted to like he was almost got like almost had somebody get an abortion, right? Like is that what he kind of like?
No,
there's a specific event.
There was a specific event quite a while ago that changed my opinion. And then he just went talked about the people outside.
Yeah. And how big the crowd was.
That none of them were aborted.
No.
None of them were aborted at all.
So one of the assembly members, I think, or one of the state senators, either one of the state assembly members or one of the state senators tweeted at him that because he talked about taking away funding in California, mm-hmm. But with because of abortions and stuff like that. She said, sure, as soon as you can have all the. It's basically about like all your abortions that you had here.
Yeah.
You can take all the money back when you admit to all the abortions you had here.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was funny though.
Wow.
I should have looked it up.
He also sat down for an interview with CNBC, where he started talking about Elon Musk.
Tesla's now worth more than GM and Ford. Do you have comments on Elon Musk?
Well, you have to give him credit. I spoke to him very recently, and he's also doing the rockets. He likes rockets, and he does good at rockets, too, by the way. I never saw where the engines come down with no wings, no anything, and they're landing. I said, I've never seen that before. And I was worried about him because he's one of our great geniuses, and we have to protect our genius. You know, we have.
Okay.
Does he never watch?
Does he not know? Oh, my.
Does he never watch the space shuttle launch or. Ever in his life,
but he's not.
Hold on. So let the question is about Elon Musk. Now the first part is about Elon Musk. So we're going to listen to that again just to get some clarity on what makes Elon Musk great.
More than GM and Ford. Do you have comments on Elon Musk?
Well, you have to give him credit. I spoke to him very recently, and he's also doing the rockets. He likes rockets, and he does good at rockets too. But
he does good at rockets too.
Wow.
Just saying.
All right. So that's the first part. The second part, he starts talking about how Elon Musk is a genius and geniuses need to be protected.
And I was worried about him because he's one of our great geniuses and we have to protect our genius. You know, we have to protect Thomas Edison and we have to protect all of these people that came up with originally the light bulb and the wheel and all of these things. And he.
Okay.
Who do we have to protect them from at this point in time?
Decomposition is the only thing you're going to be protecting Thomas Edison from, and I think it's probably too late. The person who invented the wheel Well, that wasn't here in the States.
No.
We went from what about Elon Musk to he does rockets, he does good at rockets, to we need to protect our geniuses like Thomas Edison and the wheel.
Yeah.
I want to really digest this again.
That came up with originally the light bulb and the wheel and all of these things, and he's one of our very smart people, and we want to cherish those people. That's very important. But he's done a very good job. Shocking how well, you know, how it's come so fast. I mean, you go back a year and they were talking about the end of the company, and now all of a sudden they're talking about these great things. He's going to be building a very big plant in the United States. He has to, because we help him, so he has to help us.
So there's a plant in Nevada.
Yes,
in Reno. So he'll probably come back later and say that he because he said so, Elon Musk built that plant in Reno.
Right. The plant's been in Reno for several years now.
Yeah. So he'll take credit for it.
It's true.
So the comment was they'll gladly repay Trump for all of his California abortions.
Perfect. Our last clip with the president.
Oh, awesome.
45. He was in at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, and I don't know how this sort of came up. Maybe it'll be in the clip here. He wants to know why a couple of his favorite broadcasters have never won any Pulitzer Prizes.
One thing, if we could straighten out the press in our country, we would have a place that would be so incredible. The press is so dishonest, so corrupt. I read it all the time. Stories. I don't mind bad stories. When I deserve bad stories sometimes. But
he leaned in for that inhale. Hold on. I need to hear that again.
I read it all the time. Stories. I don't mind bad stories. When I deserve bad stories sometimes. But when I do something great or good.
It was hard for him to say that.
Let it be written about good. Same thing with other people. The corruption in the media, as I call it, the fake news media, is unbelievable. And hopefully everybody's going to sort of learn a lesson. People got Pulitzer Prizes for their coverage of me. And it turned out they were totally wrong.
No, they weren't.
No.
You're totally wrong about them being totally wrong.
Other people, Sean Hannity, Rushbo, a lot of great people.
Oh, Rushbo?
He refers to Rush Limbaugh as Rushbo. Now, Rush Limbaugh refers to himself as El Rushbo, but that's really weird hearing the president of the United States.
So weird.
Calling him Rushbo.
Like that's.
You ever notice him and George Bush like to give everybody a nickname?
No. Rush Limbaugh gave himself that nickname.
Lord Jesus, help me, Lord.
I mean, Trump does like to give people nicknames, but they're not nice ones.
Yeah.
A lot of great writers. They got it right. They didn't get Pulitzer Prizes, but they got it right. The Russian hoax was a terrible thing. The dossier was a phony deal paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC and used in the FISA courts totally illegally. No, it's a terrible thing that happened. This was a takedown attempt at a sitting president of the United States, and we caught them. So let's see what happens.
And we caught them.
Sorry, bro.
You actually have to go out and do some reporting or research to actually win a Pulitzer Prize. And since neither one of those actually does any kind of research.
No. Or real reporting.
Or real reporting. They're not winning the Pulitzer Prize.
Now, again, and if you're watching on Facebook Live, this is exactly what he does. When he does the inhale, watch. Do you right here?
Yeah.
It was the weirdest Twitch face I've ever seen. Just randomly. So that's the president in his own words. Oh, you're welcome. Wow. You're welcome for that.
He's upset Kendrick Lamar won a Pulitzer and he didn't.
Yes.
That was quite something.
And now it's time for the...
No, it's not.
Oh, shit.
Florida. Land of enchantment. Damn. And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Sorry, I punched the wrong button. Woman busted for domestic assault after boyfriend narrowly avoids a Bible thumping. That's right. A Florida woman is facing an assault charge after throwing a Bible right at her boyfriend's head. According to police, who say the victim had to duck to avoid being hit with the holy book. During an argument on Sunday, of course, in the St. Petersburg home she shares with the man, Terry Slaughter picked up a Bible and threw it at the victim, almost striking him in the head. That's according to police. The man, cops say, was in fear of being hit in the head with a Bible, and he had to duck to avoid being hit by the holy book.
That's how it works.
Tossed by the 51-year-old Slaughter, who's also accused of breaking her beau's cell phone, she denied throwing the Bible, claiming the victim was making this up to get her in trouble with the Lord. she didn't say that. Charged with assault and criminal mischief, both misdemeanors, Slaughter was booked into county jail and released on her own recognizance. She was ordered by a judge to have no contact with the victim. Slaughter, however, returned to the residence and confronted the victim because she just doesn't listen. During an ensuing argument, she allegedly scratched his neck, causing visible injury, then was arrested for domestic battery and booked into county jail, where she's being held in lieu of $5,000 bond. Now, she was freed from a Florida state prison in March of 2018 after serving 20 years for a second-degree murder conviction.
Oh, he's a dumbass.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes when you dance with the devil,
exactly,
the devil dips you. Also in Florida, a Florida man arrested for using a front-end loader to dump a bucket of dirt on his girlfriend's car. Well, he's escaped with a judicial slap on the wrist, according to court records. Hunter Mills, who was scheduled for a January 6th trial for felony criminal mischief, recently struck a plea deal that resulted in a deferred prosecution agreement and his placement in pretrial diversion. If Mills, who's 20 and white, successfully completes the program, the criminal charge will likely be dismissed. Now, most diversion programs last 12 months. By the way, they're afforded to some first-time offenders. Mills was arrested in August after he covered the 2010 Cadillac driven by his girlfriend in dirt. The woman had driven to meet Mills on a road adjacent to the headquarters of an excavation firm that sells topsoil and landscape materials. The dumping site was in Crestview, about 50 miles from Pensacola. Now, according to an arrest report, when Mills' girlfriend refused to answer a question, Mills, who arrived at the meeting site with a front-end loader, dumped the dirt on the driver's side. Notice how I didn't drop a racial slur there when I stumbled over that word.
Yeah,
crazy. It caused scratches to the top hood and trunk. The window was down during the incident, and dirt filled the air vents, center console, and power windows. The car's owner estimated that $8,000 in damages. And when questioned by police, Mills admitted to covering the car in dirt, but stated he did it in an attempt to have the woman leave him alone.
Okay.
I don't think that's it either.
It's probably not the best way. No.
Just saying. And that's going to do it for Florida Corner. All right.
Like, where were you at?
I don't even know if any of that is true. It's weird that... The whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing is weird. But hopefully he gets his life on the straight and narrow and gets his head out of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's all we can hope for in the end.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. Now we go back to Plattsburgh, New York for Speak Out and what the good people of Plattsburgh are writing into the Press Republican. First one's titled Dangerous. Thanks to Trump, we might have a third world war. Every time there's a shooting or stabbing or a child dies, just say thank you, Trump. Obama did not bring ISIS into our country. It was Bush on 9/11. And yes, he's a Republican. On top of that, Bush went and bombed the wrong country. And yes, I miss Obama. We were safe back then, and now we're not. I'm a Democrat and proud of it. If there is war, just say thank you, Trump.
That's right.
You're a bit of a loon too, sir, or madam.
Sign your people up.
You need to take it 10% down there.
Yeah, you gotta take about 20% off of there. Next one is titled Coffee. The McDonald's on Route 3 raised the price of coffee 3 times in 2019.
What?
Well, all the other McDonald's in the area honor the nationally advertised price of $1. I frequently travel to Vermont, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, and the price for coffee is $1.
And somebody's depositing. I mean, somebody's pocketing the rest of it.
Here's what I'll tell you. If you're buying your coffee at McDonald's, shut up.
Yeah.
And finally, boomers. Hey, baby boomers, what happened to you? When we were young, we all wanted to protect the environment, stop war and racism, treat everyone with dignity, care about other people. Now, so many support the president, who is the opposite of everything we believed in. Evaluate your values.
Well, all those baby boomers died because they like to have fun and drank and smoked. And
I will say, here's what you're missing out on. There are plenty of baby boomers who, when they were young, were dicks.
Yes.
And now, you know what they are? They're old dicks.
They're Republicans.
Look, old people that are jerks, you know what they were when they were younger? Jerks.
Yes.
Old people that are kind and nice, you know what they were when they were younger? They were probably kind and nice.
Yeah.
So just remember that.
Mm.
Just remember that.
Or they had their boyfriend throw sand on their car and they became...
Or their girlfriend threw a Bible at their head.
Yeah.
And they found Jesus.
Or they stole a bunch of lingeries and found Jesus, anal beads.
Found Jesus coming at them about 45 miles an hour across the room. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH Podcast. Everybody have a great weekend and go Niners, go!
Go Niners, go!
We'll see you next time on the WTH Podcast. Bye-bye.